Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jay. I have these charges on my bank account that say Tech Shop, and there's three of them for $49.97 and one for $7.45. What is this?
Well, this is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors. To better
Okay.
assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
7135.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Jamie Moreland. It could show, if you're looking at something that pulled up, it could show Huntsman. That was my last name previously.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. Okay, I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Is it a mailing or a P.O. box? I mean, mailing or physical?
I'm showing a P.O. box.
P.O. box 222, Roland, Arkansas, 72135.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where it looks like you were charged $49.97 for the membership fee for the Factory Direct Store Savings Club, which I'm showing being a member will get you a $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store where you'll be able to utilize that gift card each month through the site or until you would call in to cancel.
Yeah, we're going to cancel because I didn't know nothing about this. I don't know what it is. And I'm actually feel like I should contest the charges because I have no idea. Factory debt. Factory
Factory
what?
Direct Savings Store. Now, I do show that the account is currently closed. It looks like due to the fact that there were chargebacks filed against the charges on the account where you had disputed the $49.97 charges prior with your bank. And
And that
because
was a different account.
Showing where the charges have been disputed prior with your bank, you would actually have to contact the financial institution in order to get them to further assist you with those charges.
Okay, well, these that I'm calling you about that say Tech Shop are on a totally different account than the one I was disputing. And that said something about energy sources. Does that sound ring a bell with you?
I'm showing
It says,
initially where you were charged on the 23rd of November, the 7:45 for the Wi-Fi booster shipping cost for that welcome gift for joining that Factory Direct Club 7 store membership now.
I had no idea I was joining something. That Wi-Fi booster, I was under the impression that you pay the $7.95 shipping and because that's all it was. So I didn't realize I was joining a club of any kind or sort. So yes, the $49.97 from the other bank, those were disputed, but these are taken out, are now being taken out of a different account. And I still don't know what it is.
I'm showing that charge for that $49.97 was for that membership fee for the Factory Direct Club 7 store membership, which would get you that $125 gift card each month to the Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is an online web store.
Which I've never seen a $125 gift card from anybody. What in the world?
I'm showing that it would have been emailed out to jamie832020moreland@gmail.com.
And how long are those cards good for? Or is it only the month that you get it, or what?
Now, with the gift cards, I'm not showing that they expire, ma'am. You would be able to use them at
Okay.
any time on the website to be able to redeem and utilize to take
Okay.
advantage of.
And I can cancel this membership and still use them?
Yes, ma'am.
Because they were before the. Okay. Let's cancel this membership because I gotta figure out where. Oh, this is gonna be hard to figure out.
I do show that
Where.
the account is currently closed so that there wouldn't be any future charges.
On that, but I'm getting them. This is getting charged to a different account. That one, the ones I disputed, was a Bank of America account that is now closed. But this is on my credit union account that is not closed.
Ma'am, I'm showing the account with us is currently closed, ma'am, due to the fact that there were
Okay.
chargebacks filed against charges on the account where they have been disputed.
Okay, you're showing it's closed on your end, not my
Yes,
bank
ma'am.
account. Okay, that's where I was getting a little lost because we just closed two accounts because we're getting service charges from the bank. And yeah, not paying that. So we're putting everything where the direct deposits are. Okay, so I should be able to go to the email. Which email is this? From which account? Which account this is. And this is the right one. So let me open it up a window and go to the mail for that. And I should be able to search tech shop.
The email would
Correct.
have been support@trydirectdiscountproducts.com.
Support at
Try
my.
Direct Discount Products.com.
Okay. HTTPORT at. Anything connect so far? Try direct. What is it? Wait. Try direct discount, and I have no messages from that. Support at TRYDIRECT. DISCOUNT PROU, not no, not you, PRODUCTS dot com.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
correct? And I have no emails from that.
Okay, I would recommend checking your junk or spam mail folder as well, ma'am, to make sure it hadn't inadvertently ended up in there. Because I do know sometimes with the Gmail email accounts, it could have stricter settings just by default to where it could classify some emails as spam even when they're not.
Support. No messages matched your search. Is there any way to get the messages resent?
Yes, ma'am. I can get it escalated to corporate so they can get that email resent out to you for that $125 gift card. And you should typically receive that email within 24 to 48 hours, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it's 125 one time, or it's 125 a month?
It'd be a $125 gift card each month for that membership access, ma'am.
Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3 months here that are not charged back. So I should be able to get the gift card for 3 months. 3 months worth, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay. Yes, please have that done so that I can use whatever I didn't know I was buying. I'm sure this probably happens a lot.
But I have gotten it escalated to corporate for them to get that email resent out to you for those prior months for that gift card. And the account is still closed so that there wouldn't be any future charges.
Okay. And the website that I would shop at, that you said there's 7 of them?
Do what, ma'am?
7 stores. It, to shop at, use the gift card. It, didn't you say it was like a website you have to shop at?
Yes, ma'am. You would be able to use the gift cards, which will be able to be redeemed on that Factory Direct Club website, which would also be with a link in that email with that gift card as well, ma'am, to be able to utilize and get to.
Okay, so I can't go in and browse in the meantime?
I'm showing the website. Give me 1 second to pull up that site address, ma'am. Hold on. Do apologize. I'm actually having to message my supervisor to see because it's not pulling up for me initially. So give me 1 second while I try and get that for my supervisor, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay.
I do apologize about the white mamma. It's just taking a little bit longer for them to locate that than normal. I do apologize.
I see a pig. Look at that pig. Oh, you like that pig?
She says that's my pig, Daddy.
Okay, I'm showing the product website is going to be CoolGadgetsYouCanBuy.com. That's all together as one word.
CoolGadgets.com.
No, ma'am. CoolGadgetsYouCanBuy.com.
Oh.
And it's buy spelled B-U-I.
Bye. I bet they get rich off of people not having a clue what they, they've gone into. Okay. Thank you for your help, and I will look for that email.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, not that I know of. You've helped me immensely by telling me what I obviously blew money on and didn't know it. All right. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.